Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
People who lived near the explosion, which leveled two houses in Port Richmond 2 years ago, they're filing a lawsuit against PECO, Philadelphia Gas Works, and others. KYW's Vic Raghupathy.
You feel forgotten.
That's Ken Paul, who lives on Miller Street, the block over from the devastating explosion that injured five people on New Year's Day 2023. He's also president of community organization Port Richmond on Patrol and Civic.
You know, a lot of lives were affected here. 30-some-odd houses with major damage, a lot of displacement, people that weren't able to come back, and they're still looking for answers.
And there on the corner of Miller and East Atlantic Streets, you can still see the after effects of the blast. An empty lot where homes once stood, boarded up windows on a home and a rec center. But officials still haven't given a cause for the explosion.
6 months, year anniversary came. It's like, hey, what's going on? Reach out to the officials. They're trying to get answers. Nobody's getting answers. Same thing all the time. Still under investigation.
Now a group of neighbors that doesn't include Ken have sued a number of entities, including PECO and Philadelphia Gas Works. A PGW spokesperson says they found nothing wrong with any of their gas mains or service pipes, and they have no further comment on the lawsuit. PECO says it hasn't seen the lawsuit yet, but the company doesn't comment on pending legal matters. In Port Richmond, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.